Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, mit sech des Gsubes, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Beis. Hama'aris is Bitoi. Literally, the father made her an Arusa. Okay, quick reminder, something we've learned about many times. Marriage is divided into two steps. There's Erisin and Nisuyin. One of the ways to Erisin is that the chasen puts the ring on the kala's finger, says, Ariat Mekadesh, sleep with a bazook, kedas mesh of Yisrael, in front of two Edom. She is now officially a married woman. No one else can marry her unless she gets a get or she's widowed. But she's not allowed to live with her husband yet. Not until we have the second part of marriage, which is Nisuyin. They stand under the chuppah, they do the seven brachas. We do everything under the chuppah. Like we explained, at the times of the Mishnah, sometimes they waited 12 months between the Erisin and the Nisuyin. If she's a Ktana, her father accepts Kiddushin on her behalf. Now, let's go weiter.
Sagt der Mishnah, Hama'ores es Bitoi. The father accepted the Kiddushin on behalf of his daughter, which he can do when she's a Ktana. But they never made it to the second part, to the Chuppah. The Gershi divorced her after Erisin, even if there was no Chuppah yet. She needs a get, and that's what happened over here. He gave her a get. Sorry for repeating it so many times, but it's important you get this clear. This girl becomes Mikudeshes. Her father accepts the Kiddushin. She now got a get. She never had chuppah, though. She never had Nisuyin. So now the father found someone else for her. Because she never had chuppah, he can still be Mikudesha. This other person, Irsa, he's Mekadisher, but now for a second time, she never makes it to the chuppah. This time, the second chassan doesn't divorce her, but Nebuchadnezzar passed away. Venis Armela, she becomes an almana before the chuppah. And all this took place when she was still a ketana or a naira. Now, she gets a ksuba, like any woman gets a ksuba. Zak the Mishnah ksubasa shaloi. The ksuba from both marriages. The marriage that ended in divorce. And the marriage that ended in the father dying, and again, both of them died before Nisuyin. The ksuba goes to the father. Wait a second. If a man is Mekadosh and Isha and he didn't do the second part of marriage yet, she didn't actually live with him, she gets her ksuba if there's a divorce or he dies? Actually, there's a machloikis. Sakta bat tenura. Our tana holds that she does. Now again, we're talking about she's a ketana or a nair. Is it only because she was divorced once and then widowed once? No, it makes no difference, says Taisus Yemtiv. Could be she was widowed both times, divorced both times. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. If Hesiyah v'Gersha, there was Erisin and Nisuyin, a regular chuppah, and then he divorces her, and then Hesiyah, someone else, fully married her, meaning to say, Erisin and Nisuyin, Vinis Armela, and then he passed away, she becomes an almana. She's still a ketana or a naira, ksubasa shalah. Her ksuba goes to herself from both marriages. Once there is nisuyin, not just erisin, she leaves the reshus of her father. Rabbi Huda says, what did you just tell me? You told me she gets married and divorced, then she gets married and becomes an almana. Both ksubas are hers. Rabbi Huda says, no. Not both. Harashayna, the first ksuba, shalav still goes to the father. When was that ksuba written? It was written before Nisuyin. You can't come into the chuppah without a ksuba. So when the ksuba was written, there was no chuppah yet. She's still in her father's rishos. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that clicks it to the father, so to speak. That first ksuba goes to him. You're right. The second time she gets married, she was already out of the reshus of the father. As a matter of fact, even the first time there was Nisuyin, she was out of the reshus of the father. But the ksuba was written before that. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda says about the Tanurim. As the Mishnah concludes, what the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, Amru Loi, they said to him, Mishnah Hesiyah, it doesn't make a difference when the ksuba was written. Once there's Nisuyin, full marriage, Ein La'aviyah Rishuspa, her father has no reshus over her. Meaning to say, it's hers. I don't look to see when the ksuba was written. I look to see when does this ksuba have to be paid. And if that was after Nisuyin, then it goes to her, not to the father. Okay, chazring over our Mishnah,
Perik Dalid Mishnah Beis. This person is Ma'ares, his daughter, meaning to say, takes Kedushin on her behalf. The Chasna gave her Erisin before Chuppah, divorced her. Again, the father takes Kedushin on her behalf. She becomes an Almona now. She's still a Ktana or a Naira. There are two Ksubas that are Oter, according to the Tana of our Mishnah. And that Ksuba goes to the father. But if she had a full marriage, not just Erisim, Nesuyin also, and then the husband divorced her, she gets married again, full marriage, and the husband dies, the two Ksubas go to her. Once she gets married fully, not just Erisim, but Nesuyin, the father has no Rishusav here anymore. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the first one should still go to the father, because when was the Ksuba written? The Ksuba was written before the first Chuppah. Then she was still in the Rishusav of the father. But the Chachamim say, no, it doesn't go after when the Ksuba was written. It goes after when the Ksuba is collected. And both Ksubas over here were collected after Nesuyin. And therefore, both Ksubas go to her.